And did Marshall McLuhan in his travels, did he visit those worlds that did not have media ecology?
He can't even live long enough to pay for the damn coach house. No, he didn't go anywhere to get anything. No, it's obvious from his work he'd been better off. Yeah.
No, that's not right, Ian. You said years ago that McLuhan could parallel world, and he went to worlds and he saw the role of the printing press. Is that it was the constant in all those worlds.
He saw the world. He saw the world. He saw the world. He saw the world, but he didn't go to that world. He saw the world.
He saw the world that had a printing press.
That had, where the printing press was not. That's where he got the printing press. Not that where he brought a printing press back, where he saw a world where there was no printing press. And that's how he was able to accurately describe media ecology, Bob.
So you used to say that he saw the printing press in other worlds and that it was a constant among many worlds. So that's where he got the idea to focus on the printing press.
There are,
now
there
you're
are
saying
many,
that he saw a world that had no printing press, and that gave him the idea of media ecology.
No, that gave him the, they told him he was able to break down media ecology and explain how ridiculous it was. He did see worlds that had it, because some worlds do, and he said, okay, that's the concept, but that's not what he did. He spent the rest of his work then talking about how ridiculous media ecology was and how it's going to fall and how it wasn't going to last and how you go to mass just so you can get massed up and how you get fixed up so you can know that. And you can't know that because you can't know anything. Then you read the book, know the book reads you. Then you eat a pussy, know the pussy eats you, Bob. That's what it says, and that's what he said. And it's like, oh, no, wait now, that's how that goes, and I would never belong to a party that would allow me to enjoin them. Then he undid everything from that same conspiratorial ramification. Same thing happened to you, Joe Dunn Sloan.
What did Joe see that undid him?
The abyss. He saw the abyss.
What did he think he saw in the microscope with the paramecium and the lighted paramecium?
The gold and the light and the stone and the wiggles and the bobs and the lobes and the nodgers and the bits and the togs and the lobes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think that was?
That's what he thought it was. That's what we said.
The golden light. He thought it was
the
sun's light.
Yeah, esoterically, yeah. He was
wrong. What was it then?
That's what he thought.
Yeah, if he was wrong,
not
what
that.
Was it that he saw?
It
what did he see?
Little amoebas.